Chapter 5. The Hunt Begins. Peyton now felt strangely alert. He was in full possession of his physical senses. He was experiencing every tiny detail of the natural world around him. He looked at the forest. He could see every individual tree and leaf and all the insects on them. He saw brilliant colors in the millions of drops of water on the grass. He felt the rush of a fish's body as it swam past him. He could hear every sound and feel every movement. He looked down the stream and saw the soldiers on the bridge and the fort. Their bodies looked huge and dark against the blue sky. They were shouting and pointing at him. Their commanding officer had his rifle out. Suddenly, he heard shots fired. They struck the water a few inches from his head. Then the soldiers fired at him a second time. Luckily, they missed again. The rushing water swirled his body around. He looked up at the forest on the bank opposite the fort. Then the sound of a clear, high voice rang out behind him. The commander of the large group of soldiers on the hill was ordering them to shoot. He sounded so cold and calm as he shouted,
"Company! Attention! Shoulder arms! Ready! Aim! Fire!"
Peyton dived down as deep as he could. Once again, the water roared in his ears. He heard the rifles fire and felt the bullets hit the water around him.